Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Rosalind Thompson from the Knoxville Public Library to talk about the library expansion and upcoming events.
The construction project on the library, you seem to be getting right into the heart of it, and you're still planning to open in the spring. How are things progressing at this point, and how's the project coming along, to your opinion?
The library project, the construction is going really well. It's pretty much on target in spite of the weather that we've had. They have put up steel beams on the north side, and pretty soon they'll start to frame all of that, and then they'll be able to work inside, do interior work before cold weather sets in. There's also been a lot of changes inside. Also, they've started construction of the walls inside, and they've broken doorways in the old part, so it will connect to the new addition. So it's coming along really well.
Looking, of course, at the layout, it's nice to see that you're going to be devoting most of the new portions of the building to the book collection and to computers and other study areas, while the more traditional area, the original layout, is going to be mostly workspace and administrative, along with the genealogy area, and having the expanded space housing the collection and everything else that's used by the general public will probably be beneficial to the public to give them easy access to it.
Yes, absolutely. By the time we are done in spring of 2019, we'll be double the size of what we were originally, but still a little bit above average for a library that serves a town of Knoxville's size. We're considered an E-size library, which means it serves a population between 5,000 and 10,000. And the average size for a library in that category is about 15,000 square feet. So we'll be 16,000 square feet by the time we're done. And yes, it will have the meeting rooms on the ground floor. It'll have that drive-up book drop. It'll have a dedicated teen space, and much bigger areas, lots more seating areas and study rooms, as we found out those were very much needed in our space needs study.
As for the school, it's only a temporary home and you're limited on what you can do, but have there been any particular struggles you've had to deal with while working out of the old school?
We've been very impressed with how well we fitted into this building. It gave us adequate space for our collections. We did not have to put them in storage, and we had a meeting room space available, and so we've been able to carry on pretty much as usual, business as usual. In fact, we have been able to offer a lot more programs as much as we can in this building, and everything is going as well as expected.
As for upcoming programs, of course, you have the book sale, which is going to be a key element of the schedule for the month of October, and you have several authors and others paying a visit to you here, correct?
Yes. The Friends of the Library book sale is coming up next week, and we have been receiving a lot of donated materials for the book sale, and we thank people for that. They can still bring good used books in good condition to the library, and the last day to do that is Monday the 15th. And the Friends of the Library book sale benefits the library in all ways because the money comes back to us through the Friends. On Tuesday the 16th, we have the DIY workshop for adults, and they'll be doing mason jar pumpkins, and that's at 6 o'clock.
And of course, you have a couple of book signings coming up, visits from authors that'll be coming on later in the month that a few people may want to take in with a couple of interesting subjects, right?
Yes, we have a local author signing on October 25th, and Ashley Lovell has written a book. And it's fantasy-based, and she wants to do a book reading, and she encourages people to come to that event, and it's at 6 o'clock at the public library in the meeting room here. She'll talk about her book, her writing process, and so on. So please come to that. And we are really excited, too. On Tuesday the 23rd, we have a speaker coming. And she has been to the library before. Her name is Kathy Wilson. She is a historian. And she is going to talk about the Civil War, women during the Civil War. And that is going to be at 1:30 in the afternoon. Please come to that. I know it'll be a really good, very, very interesting program.
Thanks to Rosalind Thompson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.